everybody.
Wow, that was...
Testing, one, two, testing. Testing, 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 testing. All right, mic check, mic check. We have Oni and Pika of... Ed from Afri Rampo back in the studio.
Yay!
I have Irina, grab that mic. I have Irina from our very own Irina. She used to have her own show here at Q Radio from
used
Volition. Anyways, Afri Rampo, welcome back.
Woo!
Yeah! We are here.
The people in LA.
Oni. I am Oni.
I am Pikachu. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Pikachu and Oni. How are you?
I'm super fine. Thank you.
I'm fine. Thank you.
That's better than fine.
What is that instrument that you're using?
I don't know, but I'm in the space.
Do you use this on your shows? Use this. No. Get in the arena right here. Oh, man. And speaking of their shows, I think they're playing tonight at The Smell in downtown.
Yes, yes.
And last night they played.
Yes.
They played at Scripps College over there in Claremont. We also have Jeffrey Shagawat here of, Panache Magazine. Welcome back, Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
and a friend of theirs is touring with them. Yeah. Hey, well, I brought Irina because she's a passionate lover of rock and roll and music and art and culture, and she has some questions she's going to ask you. And I loaned her your CD, the one that you brought. The first time, the one you gave me, this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, I did a little search on the internet, and somebody from England gave it a great review, an excellent review. We'll show it to you guys on MySpace, too. But welcome again. And here, I'm going to pass the mic to Irina so she could start, you know, with the questions and everything. But I told her that you guys are very alive, very spontaneous, very playful, very, very, very wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you.
Okay, which one's working? Oh, this one is working. You take that one. Oh, it's so good to have you guys. And I just want to add, by the way, that I gave that CD a good review as well. When the review is coming out, I have no idea, I think. But it should be in Double G. It's going to be an online magazine. And it's mostly women's music and different women artists, things like that. So hopefully they'll be coming out soon. One. So wait, Umberto, are you still going to the store, or we canceled the store?
I think I am, but we're gonna go right into song one. You take it from here, and you know, let's play it by ear, spontaneous. Let them talk too.
Can I?
You could also talk in Japanese too, because I you know.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Do you know the kecha from the Bali Island?
The what?
Bali.
Kecha.
Is it a TV thing? Because I hardly watch TV, only videos.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. Can you explain it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Many, many men will play kecha.
Kecha.
Yeah, many people singing.
Kecha, kecha, kecha. So everyone does it at once?
Yeah.
Traditional. Oh my, okay, that took me a while to get it. Sorry about that. Can I know that?
We'll be right back.
cha 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 cha.
Wow. I forgot when I come back in. Hey, we have Afri Rampo back live, ladies and gentlemen, here in Kill Radio Los Angeles. And yeah, that was them live. We have actually faded down their track from their CD. Now, how many CDs do you have? Because this was... ooh, look at that photo right there.
I can't hear the kitty.
Do you like this?
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Describe what we're looking at, if you can.
This one and old one, and we have
new one. Oh, okay. This forgot. Time
I see the mother's.
Oh, you
temple.
Brought it?
Yeah. Yay. But in a car.
We'll get it.
And then, yeah, three.
We'll do a little. In a little while, we'll send somebody down to the car to get it, and then, I don't know, but the audience, the trick is, the audience, can we give away two tickets for tonight's show at The Smell? If the audience can tell if you're on live to here, like you are right now, or on the CD, or, you know, we'll play with their mind a little bit, and they have to know their names, their two names, and what it means. What does Afri Rampo mean?
You remember?
Naked?
Yeah. Suppompon. Naked.
Suppompon.
In Japanese, naked. Ah, suppompon.
Suppompon. That's a life siren, I said, but.
Suppompon. Suppompon.
Suppompon.
Suppompon. Suppompon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Afri-rampo. Suppompon. Ooh, I like it. It's good. Yeah.
Suppompon.
I like the random yo. That was good.
Yo.
Yo. That's an authoritative yo. It's like.
Here we go.
Do you like rap music? Yeah? What kind of rap music do you guys like? What artists? Like which? Or are there specific songs you like?
Yes.
Rap songs?
Or rhythms?
Yes. J-pop.
J-pop. Oh, okay.
We love J-pop.
So I actually... Are we
have a conversation.
The Oni Baba, remember? I wanted to talk about Oni Baba.
Oni Baba, yeah. So, devil woman. Japanese devil woman.
So when you guys were little, what did you know about Oni Baba?
It's so famous in Japan, Oni Baba.
When you're little, like, do people use it to tell you to be good?
Yeah.
Movie. There's a movie.
In
And it's a kids movie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Both.
Is it? Oh, so it's a movie and it's a cartoon and like there's a couple different versions.
Yeah.
So Oni Baba for listeners, what I know about it from some of my first generation Japanese friends is that Oni Baba is like this demon woman that tells little kids to be good. Mm. And I think that's kind of like what Afri Rampo was saying. But what I wanted, do you guys know about La Llorona?
La Llorona?
Mm-hmm. So this is a woman in Mexican, and like Mexican-American folklore.
I don't know.
She's kind of like Oni Baba. But supposedly the story is that she's not so much like a demon woman, but she's a woman that she... her husband was having an affair, and so she got really upset and she drowns her children. Mm-hmm. And after that, she cries, she wails, around, like her ghost appears in different places because she's crying for her dead children. So when I was little, little kids would joke around about, like, if you saw like an old Mexican lady with a veil, that it was La Llorona, and like she's gonna come and get you. So when I heard about Oni Baba, I thought it was funny because it reminded me of La Llorona.
I see.
Yeah.
Oni Baba. But I think we can become Oni Baba.
So always. This is my next question. Okay, very good.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's really good. Yeah. So you guys kind of feel like you take on that.
Oni Baba? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always Oni Baba. We are Oni Baba, I think. Oni Baba.
Do you like other like evil stuff and like demons and things like that?
No.
Just Oni Baba.
Only Baba. We want to be real Oni Baba in future.
So you think you'll become Oni Baba?
Yeah.
But you're not Oni Baba yet?
Kind of Oni Baba.
Like sometimes you get to be Oni Baba.
Yeah. So I have to control. Yeah. I want to control to be Oni Baba.
Can Oni Baba be many women or just one woman, or
I think everyone can be. Yeah.
So Oni Baba is almost like like a spirit too?
Yeah. I think so.
Cool. Umberto, do you think that's cool? I don't know why. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
I like evil spirits. Umberto will tell you that. I like to make fake blood and stuff like that. So.
She's quite theatrical about that. No. Somebody on MySpace, a dear friend, Joseph, she has her very own show here. Trainwreck on Wednesdays. Instant messages.
There's girls.
Yeah. She loves you guys.
Woo.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you. Hey, who are those dudes all wrapped up in?
Yeah, no. I think so.
Well, they're also looking at an image of everybody's favorite.
That's really weird looking.
MySpace.
Yeah, what do you guys think of MySpace? People spend too much time on MySpace, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh. We're like the paparazzi.
I think it's not so good. To spend time and too much and to computer. It's so bad. I think people should go out to walk and to see the sky, to see the tree. Yeah, more. Yeah, I think so.
And play.
Yeah. Singing.
Playing is good. Singing?
Yeah.
What's your favorite game? Like kids' game? Game? Did you have a favorite?
Like this.
Somebody wants to know where you are playing next. Are you playing tonight here in Los Angeles?
At the Smell.
Tonight.
Smell.
That's a smell. There you have it. Tonight downtown
with Harasser.
Tell them a little bit tell all of us, Irina, a little bit about the smell. What describe it to them.
So the smell, a little pluggy here for the smell. Smell is a all ages venue in downtown Los Angeles. You guys have played at the smell before. I saw you at the smell, right?
Yeah
a couple times. The main proprietor, I suppose, of the smell would be a lovely Mr. Jim Smith. And he has a sort of a cast of other kids that do everything from help run the door to the snack bar to the sound. But initially it opened about 10 years ago in Hollywood. 6 years now, so yeah, it's a good space to play when you come in.
Woo! Woo! Oh, you! Oh, roo! Hoo! Love! I love you! I need you! I want you!
Radio. Cure Radio. I love Cure Radio. I love Cure Radio.
Man, that's so nice. It's like a mid-afternoon agogo acá, psicodélica. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Cantina, Flamingo Cantina.
Okay, okay. Check it out. Show.
New one.
Friday. So for Austin people, you gotta check your calendars to make sure you know when Afri Rompo is playing. The end of next week. Yeah. There's some doubt right now as to when it's happening.
And then before day 16, we will play at daytime party.
In Austin?
Yeah.
Fun. That sounds like fun. Have a picnic,
yes.
You like picnics?
Yeah, we love.
What's your favorite food?
Umeboshi, plum, dry.
Plums?
Plum. You can explain.
Oh, pickled plums.
Yeah, yeah.
Pickle. By themselves?
No, but I want to try.
You should. I love making food.
What kind of food?
I like making vegan Mexican food. Not using any meat or dairy and trying to make stuff with my grandma.
Wow. Yeah. My grandmother died 2 years ago, but I didn't think now I should learn how to eat Japanese food from her, because my mom doesn't know well, but my grandmother knows really well, and she cooks really well.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you have to learn, you know, before people pass on.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can keep on. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you want to have kids, but if not,
I want to have many kids.
Lots of kids? Like how many?
Many.
Like a village.
Like a village.
Do you want to have kids?
Yeah, of course. I'm twins. Twins?
You want to have twins?
Yeah. I will. I won't.
Umberto, what happened to us? We don't have kids. And we're getting... Well, I'm not getting old, but...
Are you guys a couple?
No. No. We're good friends, but not that way. But I think we do have... It's okay. You know, you can always have kids. You can always have other kids. Like... It's like a useful spirit.
Yeah.
That sounded too wack. No, let's ask Afri Rompo, you know, because I'm kind of a little stoned here a little bit.
I won't put Umberto on the spot anymore.
I want to eat good food.
I want to eat good food too.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi.
北海道出身の可愛い女の子二人組による角煮どうぞ。
Miss tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, at the Smell Downtown.
That's Umberto's song. So Umberto, if you could see him right now, he still has his helmet on his head. He came in here. Okay, he just said, oh shit, right now. It's a special helmet. Kitty, kitty. Do you ladies have pets? No pets? But wild cats around my house. Wild cats?
Really?
Wow. Like, they just don't have a home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
So cute.
Thank you. アメリカにお住まいの日本の皆様、ぜひアフリランプをご覧ください。At the smell tonight, tomorrow New Day Factory in LA. Bye bye.
So I already asked you about Oni Baba, and the other thing I wanted to ask about was Hijikata, but I guess you kind of already answered my question, but I was wondering if you guys were really into Hijikata and like other theater of pain.
Hijikata is dancer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You like?
Buto.
Ah,
but I never... his play, but I think I really love his play. Do you know
Tatsumi?
Country Station in San Francisco, Japanese restaurant, really good.
No.
Sycamore
Mission. I used to live there. No, I don't.
So good.
There
is one Japanese restaurant, Country Station. And the guy who may be manager of there is learn from Hijikata.
Oh. Buto.
He's old though, also. But so nice person.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I know the second person, he's still alive. He's kind of like the more famous.person, but I don't really know too much about him. But Hijikata, do you know about Hijikata? Not yet. Did a lot of buto and theater of pain work in drag. Like he would dress up like a woman, or he would cover himself with feathers and do a lot of movement around, you know, what would happen if he was like changing personalities or becoming an animal or something. So I like that. And a lot of that stuff makes me think of when I hear Afrirompo music, like I'm just like listening to it while I'm drawing. I kind of, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of like a dork in that way, but like, dork. No, like a little kid, like my mind starts to wander and I imagine other little things. But I think that like good music does that to you when you listen to good music. It kind of makes you imagine other things.
Yes. Yes. Oh yes.
Yes, it does. And
yes,
that's actually a perfect transition. We're gonna take a little travel right now with music with Afrirompo and Irina and Jeffrey and their photographer. Give it up for him and you that are listening. Thank you so much. We're gonna play something from Zzz from Amsterdam right here. Zzz. Here on Kill Radio Los Angeles is Afrirompo tonight playing at the Smell.
Afrirompo!
Only $5, you guys, be there.
Afrirompo!
Let's meet somewhere down there. Tonight. Alright. Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Tell us about your trip and your impression there.
So funny. Many swans came.
Wow.
Yeah, swans. Wow. Around the port. Yeah, yeah.
New black swans. Getting into black swans lately, I don't know why. It's an image, you know. Anyways, thanks again so much. Let's listen to a little good music and converse with you. And then I want you to give us your tip, your own show. Mysteriously help us end the show today and the visit. Mysteriously, but very live. After round two,
okay. Arigato.
All right, okay.
Ciao!
All right. So, check it out. This is really good too, so move out for a little bit, you know, everybody. Take a break. Wonderful weather, beautiful people.